This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Monoclonal antibodies are increasingly in demand by doctors treating people with COVID-19. Given early enough, the approach can keep people out of intensive care. Now, the treatments can be expensive, resource-intensive, and not always available. Here's Marketplace's Amanda Peacher.
When Jill Moriety got COVID in August, she was miserable.
Feeling like I was living my last moments of life.
Her doctors in Orlando, Florida, recommended a monoclonal antibody treatment.
There was two infusion nurses and an infectious disease doctor.
The infusion took about 30 minutes, plus an hour to watch for side effects.
And another doctor came in to check me over to make sure I was okay.
Moriety is also battling cancer, so the medical staff were extra attentive. Still, that's two nurses and two doctors for one treatment.
It's been a resource constraint because we could use those nurses in the hospital instead of in the infusion center.
Dr. David Pate is the former CEO of the St. Luke's Health System in Idaho, where many ICUs are full. He says some patients who refuse the vaccine will ask for antibody treatments.
It's perplexing. We have far more experience with the vaccines than we do with the monoclonal antibody.
Monoclonal antibodies are authorized only for emergency use right now, and Pate says the treatment is costly.
The vaccine may be cost around $20, monoclonal antibodies over $2,000.
The government foots that bill, so patients pay nothing. Until recently, healthcare providers could put in direct requests for the antibody treatments, but the Federal Health and Human Services Department stepped in to manage supply. Delta surges in states with high rates of unvaccinated people are pushing demand for the therapy.
So we have now a limited supply.
Dr. Christian Reimers is with Family Health Centers of San Diego. He hopes he can get enough treatments to patients who need it.
This is really the most effective therapy that we have for COVID-19.
And it can save resources and money. Reimer says, on average, every patient that winds up in the hospital costs about $25,000 to treat. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.